This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can call, you can text. In fact, we want to hear from you this morning. 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates remind you to text responsibly. And of course, if you're picking up the phone this morning to give us a call, do that responsibly as well. 412-928-9370. How you feeling after the win over the Ravens, nearly stroking out last night? If you were like everybody else, staying up to watch the end of Chargers-Raiders when it almost went to a tie, and everything else that went into the roller coaster of the last 24 hours or so of being a Steeler fan and now looking forward to a game in Kansas City on Sunday night in the playoffs. 412-928-9370. Start with Anthony and Chikora. Morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Great. What's going on?
Nothing much. I'm actually happy for y'all to make it to the playoffs, to see Ben Roethlisberger in his final year, actually make it to the playoffs. I think he earned it. He's actually one of the, the top five quarterbacks of the whole 2000 eras and stuff like that. But I actually was just wondering about y'all opinion on Mike Tomlin's situation. Now, with Ben Roethlisberger retiring, you guys went 8-8, I think, with Mason Rudolph that year. So he's still a great coach to get you over, to get you at least to 500. How long do you think he'll be the Steelers head coach without Roethlisberger?
As long as he wants to be, Anthony.
No, that's it. Thank you for the call. You know what? That is a good question, though. And the easy answer is as long as he wants to be. But I wonder if Kevin Colbert, you know, moving on somewhere else, Ben Roethlisberger's quarterback moving on somewhere else, gives him a sense of direction in, I'm going to dig in even deeper, or, I wonder how much longer I want to do this. Because, you know, he's still a relatively young guy.
Well, I think when you couple it with the imminent retirement, it sounds like, of Kevin Colbert, it's got to put things in some sense of perspective for Mike Tomlin, right? Like, to your point. Does he take a step back, look at it, and go, okay, I've had a hell of a career, right? I won a Super Bowl. I went to another one. I've never had a losing season. I can, you know, everybody talks about that all the time. I'll put that on a plaque as well in the office. How much longer do I want to do this? Not necessarily saying he'd walk away, but how much longer do I want to do this? Do I want to put a finite point on this, at least in my own head? Because you're going from a situation where rapidly, and again, I don't think they're going to bring in anybody from the outside to be the new GM. But still, you're going from a point where the three guys calling the shots, the triumvirate of power, not named Rooney anyway, on the South side for the last 15 years have been the same. It's been Colbert, Tomlin, and Roethlisberger. And now two of those guys in the next 6 months are going to be out the door.
I think that he'll be the head coach till he's 60. He was hired at, what, 36? Imagine that career. I think he was 36.
Well, I think he'll go out on his terms, kind
he may
of,
have been 35, actually.
Or four. I just think, but I'm wondering, the other thing that's going to happen here is that let's just say that Brandon Hunt gets promoted,
okay,
and replaces Kevin Colbert. Does this give, if it were separate but equal powers when it came to this, it's a community effort and we get together, it's a group decision when it comes to the draft, for example. Does this give Tomlin more power?
Yes, because if Brandon Hunt were to be hired, I think that Tomlin would have a little bit more say, or even think that he would have some more say, because he'd be a senior member to Brandon Hunt than he would be to Kevin Colbert.
Even if it has nothing to do with title.
Right.
You know, I brought a lot of that up a couple minutes ago. I don't think with Tomlin, we already know how much power he has in the personnel department.
I wonder how beneficial that is moving forward. Now, Tomlin should be heavily involved in the quarterback selection process moving forward, and also in what's going to happen with this offense. That's the most important decision right now, the minute that the season's over, is who's the offensive coordinator.
But that's where I want his involvement with the offense to stop. And to be quite honest, that's where I want his involvement with the defense to stop. Do me a favor, Mike Tomlin, become the CEO, right? If you're going to take on more personnel powers, and I don't know if he will or not, become the CEO. Hire some hotshot coordinators, or, you know, maybe Terrell Austin takes over as DC, whatever it may be. I don't know, maybe keep Keith Butler around as a figurehead another year or two. Who knows? But you've got to find people calling the shots at OC and DC who you trust to call the shots and not have to feel like you got to insert yourself all
the
time.
I'm okay with him being heavily involved with the defense. I mean, Andy Reid's heavily involved with the offense, and Kansas City does well. Like, I'm okay with Mike Tomlin being on one side of the ball and helping a lot on defense, as long as he has lieutenants that know, like Terrell Austin and people like that. I thought the defense, people can talk about all the yardage you want yesterday and running the football. They kept him out of the end zone. You know?
There was the one play, obviously.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying you gave up 13
for the most part,
points.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, in a game in which Tyler Huntley was playing quarterback. But considering that you lost a guy that everybody thought was a pretty much all-world guy, and you lost him, and it wasn't due to injury, it was just, it may have been due to injury, but it really happened upon you with Stephon Tuitt.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened there. And then, you know.
Alu-Alu. That
right.
really hurt.
And Alu-Alu happens. I don't think the defense has been terrible.
Yeah, and it's not by way of criticizing the defense that I'm bringing up. I'd like to see Mike Tomlin not infuse himself as much. Like I said, we talked about it a few weeks ago. Become the CEO in that second act of your career. Jay is in Jacksonville. He joins us on the Fan Morning Show. Morning, Jay.
Good morning, guys. I didn't see Schobert in almost the whole game.
Yeah, he was in late and made one play, and I thought it was less is more.
At the end, it's like, to me, they got Schobert because he's better than Spillane. Spillane's starting for Schobert. Bush can't defend the run to save his life. I'd rather have the Schobert and Spillane inside, Bush outside. He doesn't contend. He doesn't smash.
Well, thank you for the call. Yeah. And I think, and your phone's breaking up a little bit, I think what we've decided over the past month is, and more than anything, forget the now. And obviously the now is important. You're going in to play a playoff game. Devin Bush made it very clear you don't pick up his fifth year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what has been decided over the last month, for me at least.
He got, I don't even know what he was doing on those two. There were two runs in particular where Murray just, Bush just, he just didn't read the play correctly.
How many times has that happened now this year? How many different instances
in a row
have you seen a running back cut back through the middle and face just nothing but green grass in front of him?
But I look at it, though, they found a way to win. The defense mm-hmm. found a way to win. They found a way to make stops. Sutton found a way to have an interception in the end zone. Sure, the ball was thrown right at him. They never should have thrown the football. They found
Crazy.
A way to get it done. It's now a case of pouring person by person through and saying, who can help us moving forward? I do think that the framework is in place to have a pretty good defense. You have to eliminate a couple weak spots. And that, first of all, is Devin Bush.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Second of all, you got to find out what's going on at that other corner spot. Is mm-hmm. Witherspoon going to be good enough to help you in the long run, or is he not? That's the second gigantic question. And then you have to ask Stephon Tuitt, do you want to play football or don't you?
Right.
Like, those to me are the three, because I do think the skeleton and the framework is there for a really good defense, especially when you couple it with the defense may lead you to victories because the offense may be able, with the running back and with a tight end, to sustain some drives if they put together any sort of good game plan that's not a Matt Canada game.
Well, yeah,
plan.
This isn't 5 years ago when you had to score 30 points to
Correct.
Win every week. You get to 23, 24, you're going to feel pretty good because your defense, more often than not, is going to limit the opposition, unless you're going up against one of these elite, you know, Kansas City Chiefs-level defenses, which brings us back to this coming weekend, and I don't know how good any of us feel about that. 412-928-9370, you want to join us here on the Fan Morning Show, by all means, feel free to do so. Dave is on the North Shore. Dave, you're on the Fan Morning
hey,
Show.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning.
Morning. Hi.
Hi. Hey, I was just wondering, is there an injury to our punter that's not being revealed? Because, I mean, I know he had a death in the family or something, mm-hmm. you know, the last couple of weeks. But this has been all year, man. He's 39 yarders and shanks, and the guy who replaced him was doing a pretty adequate doing a
I could agree. Not agree yep. with you more. And I don't know what it is, and thanks for the call. If you want to say that, and I know this, that a lot of times, especially if you are a holder as well, the kicker has a big, heavy influence on who the punter is because they select their holder. I don't know if Boswell felt as if that Harvin was a much better holder than Waitman, but I never saw Waitman. That's the guy's name,
yeah.
right? Waitman.
Yeah.
I don't know if he fumbled any snaps. It didn't look like it to
I
me.
Didn't notice
what
that.
I see with my eyes and what everybody could see with their eyes is one guy punted the football, which is their number one task, far better than the other guy punted the football. On top of this, they drafted the guy, and he's never been good as a pro.
No.
Even before the things that happened, unfortunately, with his father that are just terrible, he just never got any traction. From day one, he'd never been good.
It felt like they were running him back out there yesterday just to try and preserve some sort of mental state because of everything he had gone through the last few
weeks. About
if
that
you
too.
Say, though, if somebody wants to make the argument, hey, game winner, it's rainy, it's muddy, guy caught the football, he put it down, okay. I'll listen to you a little bit that he's a better holder, but that's not the number. But that doesn't offset punting the football 35 yards all the time.
No,
he did get better at the end. He had a couple better punts at the end, but on balance, to me, it's not even close between those two guys.
It started off trying to pay off the draft pick that was spent on him, trying to hey, we'll give him some more time. We'll give him some more time. Don't worry, we like what we saw. We'll get it. And then. You know, the death of his father and going through that for a couple of weeks. I really think they brought him back to double down on, hey, we drafted this guy with also, well, yeah, he's in a state of mind. Maybe we can try and build some confidence here this week in the final regular season game. But if you go into Kansas City and look,
he
you might end
a
up losing
short field though yesterday. He almost cost them a game yesterday.
Yeah. You might end up losing by 5 touchdowns to the Chiefs. I don't know. But we've talked about what's the one way you stay in the game and keep it close, right? Just keep it close, and you can't give any team, much less the Kansas City Chiefs, an inadvertent short field. You just can't. It'll kill you.
No, the other guy has to be the punter Sunday night in Kansas City. Just has to be.
And then if you want to bring both back in the summer for training camp and have some kind of punter battle, by all means, go ahead and do it. But
I'll judge. I'll go. Let me be the guy that judges the punter battle. What if we did?
Danny
if they
Smith,
open it
Danny,
up to fans?
Danny Smith
fan
will be looking around.
Pull.
Colin, what
yes.
do you think?
Well, let's see. Punt. What do you do with the punter battle? You just stand out there with punt, then cough in corner kicks, and then punt for distance, and then punt with a rush, and then
yeah,
they kind of did that in training camp a few times where they all of a sudden stop everything, and then they and I remember Roethlisberger yelling at Harvin. I mean, yelling basically because he was so inconsistent and terrible. Come on, you're like kind of along the lines of you're better than that.
Yeah,
you know you got to be better. And he does. And now that it's in the playoffs, and it'll be interesting to see what they do at center. You know, I would imagine Hassenauer will still play next week.
How about my man Haig or whatever?
Oh,
discounting the greatest play in Benny Snell football history.
I know.
By a face
by just
mask,
grabbing a dude by the helmet.
He may have saved Ben's life though. Which so you have to weigh those two things. But then you also have to say Ben was all. This is like his last game. Do you just let it go? And then also, I know I'm going off on a tangent here.
That's all right.
How about three solid paces after the whistles blow? Ben got suplexed, and there's no call.
If that's Tom Brady, I know everybody said this already,
but
if that's Tom Brady, there's a congressional hearing happening this morning.
Ben got suplexed after multiple officials blew their whistles.
Uh-huh.
Like you heard it coming from all angles. Plays over. And the guy took him and put him over his shoulder and suplexed him. And Ben, I put the video out there yesterday during the game.
Yeah.
It was just like.
They're just like, hey, Ben, you okay?
Yeah, you good? Get up. All right. Because you weigh a lot and you're big. We officiate it differently.
You have heavy legs. Or so we've been told.
Yeah, then how is a guy able to lift him if his legs are that heavy?
Unreal.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.